Hello, I'm Michael Adams. Joining me today is Norwegian composer and pianist Ola Jailu, whose first album, Stone Rose, is in stores now. Can you tell me a little bit about your creative process?
Sure. To write music for the piano is just the most enjoyable experience for me. I love writing for my own instrument. It's not really writing though, because I never write anything down. I think that generally the closer the music is to improvisation, the better the result. Then the music, given that I was in a very focused state while improvising, tends to be deeper and more spontaneous, not so cluttered by calculating thoughts. A big part of it is just staying out of the way. The great English architect Christopher Wren once said that nothing can add beauty to light, and I think that's a great way to look at it. Of course, he was referring to the question of whether the churches he designed should have had stained glass windows or not. He favored clear windows. He didn't think natural light needed to be embellished. The piece this album was named after, Stone Rose, was an improvisation. I just recorded it, did a little editing, and then learned it from listening to the recording, as if it was written by someone else. And to me, that's my best piece, and the most intimate and honest. Anyway, in the end, I had to write something down since we decided to publish some of the pieces as printed scores so that anyone could play them. It's a challenge since a lot of the music is improvisatory in style, but it was interesting to see the music on the page.
Some of the tracks on the album have names that bring us to New York. Was this city an inspiration for you while writing the music?
Yeah, definitely. I love New York with all my heart. It's almost like a person to me. It has a very strong identity and soul. The first track on the album, Snow in New York, is a depiction of that dreamlike calm I feel whenever I wake up and it snows in the city. Other tunes like North Country, The Line, The Hudson, Serenity, and April are also inspired by New York, while Michelle, Roxbury Park, January, and Siena are concerned with my experiences living in LA in 2006-2007. Roxbury Park is a small community park right next to where I used to live in Beverly Hills. That park meant so much to me as a place I could walk around freely without having to drive anywhere, which is a really rare thing in LA. That's why this to me, is the most joyous and carefree piece on the album. I think those two cities complement each other well. I mean, they're incredibly different, and both have so many wonderful qualities.
To me, the album comes over as very reflective, and with an emphasis on calmness and warmth. Was this a conscious choice?
Not really. I mean, that just seems to be the kind of music that comes out of me these days. But I've always liked contemplative piano music, especially from masters like Keith Jarrett. But I think I just wanted to write music that was friendly and communicative, from the very intimate to the more emotional and rhythmic. And I think it's a nice way to start out, this being my first solo album.
Thank you.
You mentioned Keith Jarrett. Have his works been important for your musical development?
Yeah, his music has had the biggest influence on me, just because I think he's the greatest improviser and the most inspired and gifted composer of our time. His solo concerts, the music for the Scandinavian Quartet with Jan Garbarek, the trio work with Dejanet and Peacock, his contribution has been immense. His way of playing just the right notes, nothing more, nothing less. To me, the only one who comes close to him is Glenn Gould playing Bach. I think that what he did almost amounted to improvisation, because he made the music so much his own that it's almost as much Gould as it is Bach. I know a lot of people hold that against him, and normally I would agree, but still, I don't think it's ego in this case, but simply an ability to transcend style and time that is very powerful. But I identify the most with Jarrett. I think what he has done is very brave. He never uses his formidable technique to impress or provoke, but always to express as honestly as possible what is in him and around him at any given moment. You can feel that he's in love with the piano and with the music that flows through him.
You studied classical composition in college. What made you shift your focus to music that is also influenced by jazz and pop?
Actually, I had been improvising since I was very young. I was pretty rebellious about learning to read music for a long time. I just wanted to play my own music or to learn music by ear. I'm really happy about that now, although I exhausted quite a few teachers. So the music I'm writing now is very much more rooted in what I did when I started to play as a kid. Only deeper and more sophisticated, I hope. But I got a wonderful classical piano teacher, Signe Overlöken, right before high school, and she taught me how to play with weight, how to sit right, how to practice effectively. In high school, I also studied jazz piano with a couple of teachers. So for the first time, my improvisation was supported by some kind of formal training. Eventually, I chose to study classical composition and went to the Royal College of Music in London and the Juilliard School in New York. I learned counterpoint, orchestration, and started getting commissions and getting published in Europe and the US. But before the last year of my master's degree at Juilliard, I realized I wasn't writing the music I really wanted to. And that in my heart, I really am a pianist more than anything else. So during the second semester, I spent a lot of money recording music in a Juilliard studio. Music that sort of defied classification and that felt like me, like where I was musically at that time. And it was such a liberating experience, and it was these demo recordings that laid the groundwork for Stone Rose. I still write a lot of classical music, though. Writing for specific ensembles through commissions is very rewarding for me, and it's nice to hear one's music being played and interpreted by other musicians.
How did you become connected with 2L, the label releasing this album?
I knew 2L from before, and I met Morten Lindberg and Hans-Peter Lorange in LA during the spring of 2007. I was living there at the time, and they were attending the Grammys at the Staples Center. They were nominated for Best Surround Sound, which was a huge thing. We had briefly worked together before on the publishing side of their business, and I thought it was time to release my first album after having really, you know, come back to the piano and the music I love to write. Later, I sent them some tracks I had recorded, and they were excited about it. So I went back to Europe for the summer and had a really creative recording process. It was one of those collaborative processes that is so rewarding for a musician. They really know how to make the piano sound good, both in surround and stereo. The recording sessions were held in a church in Oslo, Norway. It had really good acoustics, and it was great to be working in the middle of the city. You know, to be able to record in a room with natural reverb is really very, very valuable. The church was also overlooking a beautiful park, which really set the mood for the whole project. There were two stellar Steinway pianos to choose from in the church, a D model and a C model. The D is the biggest Steinway model, but for this music I eventually chose and really fell in love with the C, which is slightly smaller. Its tone and ability to carry both a big, warm, but also, you know, intimate sound blew me away.
Tell me about the other musicians on the CD.
Tom Barber is one of America's most talented jazz trumpet flugelhorn players. We met at Juilliard and have played together since. We just started a jazz quartet together in New York. I also knew David Cocheron from Juilliard, while Johannes Martens I met in conjunction with the recording of this album. He's just a very open-minded musician and was great to work with. It was just an overall good and glitch-free experience, not least because of the great people involved in it, from the sound engineers to the musicians and close friends contributing with vital input.